before he passed away, I asked him to promise me something, and I wanted to know what that prompt, if he remembers the promise that I made him.
Well, I hear show up for you. I mean, really show up for you, like be there for you. This dog might have been little, but wow, had an attitude, powerful, powerful dog. Yeah, Rocky knows how to show up for you. I mean, again and again. I don't know that's exactly what you were promised, but Rocky was a quick learner. But was Rocky pretty stubborn too?
Yes, he would bark a lot.
Oh, yeah. And it's like when you're trying to teach him tricks, he'd go, yeah. But he was really smart. Is that true?
Yes, he was very smart.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Why is he showing me like a little bone, you know, like a treat kind of bone?
Well, we gave him treats before he passed away.
No, but is he going to leave you one to let you know he's around?
I'm not sure.
I'm telling you, you just, when you're walking, pay attention, because it feels like he's going to leave little treat bones. Not, you know, not a meat kind of bone, but a little doggy bone, and just to say I'm around you.
All right.
There was a real heart connection with you and your dog, and he knows that. Yeah.
It was like a mother and son kind of a thing.
Yeah, wasn't it really a dog and a person, he said.
Is Rocky okay now? Like, is how's Rocky now?
A typical Chihuahua, but he's really excited. I mean, really excited. It feels like he was in a lot of pain before he died, and now he's not. So he's just really saying, don't be sad, be really glad for me. But he stayed there because he loved you, dear. I mean, you know, that we have human beings that stay and stay longer because of the love connection. So why wouldn't a dog that you love so much stay longer?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he held on until I got there and everything.
Yeah, that's the love connection.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Take care, love.
Thanks, Lex. See you soon.
All right.